Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Gertrude. Thank you so much for tuning in to Video Games and I Today. Today's episode is titled, How Driving Games Makes You Handsome.
If you enjoy our content, please support our sponsors.
Podbot.ai.
Okay, let's get to it. It's a shame because one of the main features of a powerful car in an open-world racing game is the solid and reliable sound that we all know but misses the mark in this game. As you scroll through the cars in free-roaming mode, you will realize that the cars you start with are not the best and perhaps not the fastest, but the freedom to drive any vehicle of your choice and most importantly, to drive it wherever you go makes these free-roaming games fun and very enjoyable to play. Unlike other racing games such as Need for Speed and Forza, racing simulators offer a more immersive driving experience. The racing games listed below are more realistic with more controls and the ability to level up your skills compared to other games in the same genre. But racing games aren't about graphics or a love of cars. Regular jogging can help you respond faster and more accurately to visual and physical interactions in real life. High-speed jogging with close competition several times a week can train the brain to attenuate the signals that increase adrenaline, sweating and heart rate. In this study, researchers asked students to play a video game about car racing at different intensities of intensity. It was found that participants taking part in more intense racing games were more likely to take risks in critical driving situations than those who played a more neutral game. Those games reportedly were associated with increased thrill cravings, rebellions and declared risky driving. The impact of video games on teenage drivers can be much more positive when the driving game more accurately reflects what they will experience on the road. If you're convinced that all these video games, especially driving simulators, affect real driving skills of teenagers, then you'd be right too. But the only way to know is to drive in real life situations. I think it's important to remember that the game or simulator you play will also influence how much your driver will experience on the road. This is why F1 2020 is arguably the game in which has the most force feedback. The wheel is most important when going drifting. The game also has very good force feedback, which provides a much greater limit to drifting. If you don't have a wheel with decent force feedback, you can actually feel the weight of the cars you drive, and details like aerodynamics and downforce seriously affect how they drive, how the car feels when it begins to lose traction, and how the forces of overload act on your body when the car moves from one direction to another. At any time in the game, the driver could assess the damage and wear of the vehicle or determine how to overtake the opponent. The weather effects are great and the PvP races are very dynamic, affecting the handling of the vehicle and the car. Forza Horizon 4 has one of the most beautiful worlds I've ever seen in a game and unique game mechanics that change seasons. Not for sim fanatics, but for anyone who wants to drive cars out of the mountains, Horizon 4 is a must play. If you're looking for a racing game to just dive into, Forza Horizon 4 is the best one to begin with. Forza Horizon 4 claims to be the best racing games to hit PC in recent years, with new productivity skills, the return of barn finds, and a well-chosen soundtrack. It is essentially a buildable racing series, track-ready versions of the world's fastest hypercars, developed by Raceroom Entertainment AG as a real car model, sound and racing track version for Windows only. In fact, it's both a car mechanic game, a simulator of a lazy teenager from rural Finland in the 1990s, and a racing game itself. It pays homage to the golden age of rallying with its unlicensed toy car models and the lost era of racing games like Micro Machines with an unusual camera from top to bottom. This is the best racing game on the PlayStation, at least until Gran Turismo 7 launches next year. The reason why Dirt Rally 2.0 is such an excellent racing game is because it aspires to create a real rally experience. High-quality racing games are also one of the best ways to showcase your new game console. Cars are technical works of art, a combination of engineering and aesthetics. This was How Driving Games Makes You Handsome, by Video Games and I, and this was episode number 1. My name is Gertrude Boyd, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.